From the PodConnect studios, high in the Colorado Rockies, this is a special cannabis crowdfunding episode of the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are continuing our cannabis crowdfunding series with Davina Kawanohi, the CEO of Element Apothic. Davina, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on here today.
Well, I appreciate you being with us today to tell us more about Element Apothic and your crowdfunding campaign. We see a lot of CBD products, but I'm excited about your product because the one thing that really jumps out at me is your extremely high standards. And I thought to get things started, you could explain your never ever promise to our listeners.
Yeah, our never ever promise is our commitment to the consumer that we will never ever use any harmful or banned ingredients in any of the products we create. And we truly believe that the consumer deserves better. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the ingredients, it's the entire process of creating products. Can you maybe go a little bit deeper and explain some of those additional steps that you guys take?
Yeah, so it goes everything from being clean, which is our never ever promise in terms of the ingredients that we use. And in terms of sustainability, we're really looking at where we source those ingredients from, and not just with our ingredients, but that goes also to our packaging and being as environmentally conscious as we can. But a really big aspect of ours is that we also do have medical oversight on all of our formulations, because these are products that consumers are putting in and on their bodies, and we have a responsibility to make sure that they're safe for people to use.
What does medical oversight entail?
So the medical advisory team consists of our chief science officer, who's an integrative medical doctor, our chief medical advisor, and we have a chief integrative medical doctor as well. And what that involves is them looking at every ingredient in the formulation, the percentages that are used in the formulations, and making sure that in terms of your microbiome, your system, that everything functions the way that it's supposed to, and that there are no harmful side effects that are impacted on people because of the ingredients that we use.
That's so important, especially now, because this industry is still a little bit loose. There's a lot of products that aren't really up to where they should be. And I think the way you're doing it right now is setting a higher standard for the entire industry.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think the premise of it is that consumers really do deserve better, and companies have a responsibility to meet the needs of today's consumer, especially with COVID. People are really concerned about what they put in and on their bodies, and companies have a responsibility to meet those needs.
I agree. I read you're launching 10 new products to start off. Maybe give us a brief overview of your initial lineup.
Yeah, so our products range from body care to wellness, which includes topicals. We have a Nourish lotion, a relief balm, as well as a Belle Visage face serum. And then on the wellness side, we have two tinctures in various variations of milligrams, but we have a Rest, Relax, Recover, which supports a restful night's sleep and recovery of your body if you're an athlete or working out. And just an overall feeling of relaxation. And then we have our Calm Cool Collected tincture, which is something you could use all day, every day. And that tincture is, again, just to provide feelings of relief of anxiety, which I think we can all have a little bit less stress in our days. And what's really unique about our products is we're not just focused on CBD, but we're using CBG, CBN, and many other botanicals in various combinations in all of the products that we have.
That's so important. Getting that entourage effect, it makes such a big deal. Let's talk about the crowdfunding campaign. Tell us a little bit about it.
So we are raising on the WeFunder crowdfunding platform. We are close to our goal, and we're targeting to end the campaign at the end of this month. That money will be used to help pay for the launch of our products, which is targeted for November, as well as marketing expenses and continued research and development.
Yeah, I see on the campaign that you're almost there. I mean, you've raised so much so quickly. Obviously, a lot of people realize that this is a need, and you guys seem to be filling that need. Specifics of the campaign, what's the minimum amount somebody can invest into your company?
Yeah, so the minimum investment is $100. And then starting at $250, we have various levels of perks that you get, whether it's percentages off of future purchases or free products as you invest more in the campaign.
So $100, you could own a piece of a company. You said that you're going to work towards ending it at the end of the month. And then you talked a little bit about what you plan to do with the proceeds. Maybe explain a little bit more about how you intend to roll out the product line.
Yeah, so we're targeted to launch our product sales next month in November, with the week of Thanksgiving being our big kickoff. We have really exciting things planned with influencers and marketing campaigns, which is why this money is really important for us to be successful when we launch our products. We have had many users already test them. We know that the products work, and we're really excited to get them in the hands of people, especially before the holidays and through the new year when wellness really becomes such an important thing in people's lives.
Before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about the packaging. I just think it's such a clean look. Tell us a little bit about the concept behind the packaging.
The packaging and the branding and the messaging is all to be in alignment with the fact that we are committed to being clean and safe. And we want people to evoke the emotion when they look at our products that it feels comfortable for them, that it feels like it's an easy transition to purchase our products, especially with so many new consumers coming into the CBD space, that they need that, you know, almost a brand to say, okay, come on over. This feels safe. This is comfortable. And we can assure you that it's clean through our certifications and the usage of the ingredients that we have.
Well, there's so many new people every day discovering the benefits of CBD. And I think that especially for older people, having that confidence that the product that they're going to ingest or put on their body is clean and tested and done in a compassionate manner, I think that's so important.
Yeah, we completely agree with that. To just give a comfort level and make people feel like this is something that they can trust, not just with our words, but in terms of having medical oversight on the products, the certifications. We have certifications including Cert Clean and Leaping Bunny. We just got Pending B certification. And those are all things that just build trust in the consumer to say, okay, here's a brand that I can trust. And it's not just the words that we say, it's in everything that we do.
I see it in your product. Like I said, the packaging and everything is real tight to the brand. We'll have all of Element Apothec's information in our show notes. So if you want to learn more about how you can invest as little as $100, just click on the links in the show notes and go to their WeFunder page, because I think you're really going to be impressed. Davina, thanks for being on the show today. Good luck with this campaign.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta-10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast, and of course, on PodConnects.